Networking and marketing made simple is for you, the business owner that has a product, service, or message that you truly believe in. My name is Scott Aaron, and each week we'll take a behind-the-scenes look at real-world networking and marketing tactics while leveraging LinkedIn to get what you have in front of many more people. Thanks for spending time with me, and let's get started. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Networking and Marketing Made Simple. Super excited about today's episode for two reasons. Number one, I got another amazing interview with another amazing human with you guys today. And this is actually someone that's circle of influence, sphere, kindred spirits, you know, whatever verbiage you want to use. You know, we have very similar backgrounds going from burnout health and wellness professionals to thriving entrepreneurs. And what she specialized in, you know, digital marketing, course creation, organic launching, which Nancy and I obviously love as well. There are definitely smarter ways to do things where you're not working harder, you're working smarter. And we're going to talk about all that and more. So Jess Glazer DeRose, so we make sure we get all the SEO in there. Welcome to today's episode.
Scott, thank you for having me. I like to just keep people on their toes with all the last names, you know?
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. I mean, I have two first names, so it gets a little confusing for people, but
yours is
much more clear than mine.
Yeah. Well, you know, whatever. Yeah. Wake up.
All right.
We're here. So,
before we dive into, obviously, and there's something very special that we're going to be talking about at the end of this episode. So that is not like a shameless plug. You do have to listen till the end. So I'm sorry. We're not going to talk about it now. You're going to have to sit through the 25 minutes of gold that Jess is about to drop in order to find out what is coming your way. So do tune in until the end. So Jess, before we talk about all the stuff that you're currently working on, and obviously what is coming up very, very shortly for people that they need to know about, if you could rewind the tape in your professional journey and press stop at a moment that you really feel was the catalytic moment for you that moved the needle in the direction at which you needed to go down and you are currently down, what was that moment for you?
Oh, there's two that stand out. So we're not going to get into all of it in a 25-minute episode, but I've lived a lot of lives. So from doctor to physical therapy to fashion industry to school teacher, celebrity personal trainer, like so many different things. But there were two huge moments in my life that changed the trajectory of everything. And the first was October of 2016. I was working as a school teacher, personal trainer nights and weekends, and I was driving to work one morning and I was listening to a podcast episode. This man was interviewing a woman who also was a teacher. She was selling jewelry on Etsy, which I also was doing. And she wanted to go all in on her jewelry business, but she was scared, you know, pension benefits. What if it doesn't work? So he said to her, if it doesn't work out, you give yourself a year, it doesn't work out. What's the worst case scenario? So she said, well, I'll go back to teaching. I've been a teacher for a decade. I might have to go to a different district. Now I'm like in the dashboard. I'm 8 years into teaching. I'm selling jewelry on Etsy. This guy's talking to me. And his answer really did change our life. He said, oh, how does it feel to wake up every day and live in your worst case scenario? True story, pulled the car over. I was hysterical crying. I texted my husband, Mike, and I was like, I can't do this anymore. It's not my worst case scenario, but it's not my best case scenario. And when I started to play that image of how many dominoes would have to fall before it really was my worst case scenario, as long as I can remove my ego, because ego is your biggest overhead, it's costing me the most. If I can remove my ego and take a job that I think I'm beyond or ask for help or admit that I don't know something, anything, admit that I'm wrong, well, then I can figure it out. Everything is figure outable, like Marie Forleo says. So 2 weeks later, I walked into my principal's office and I resigned with no plan other than to do whatever I needed to do to make ends meet. And I was going to kind of go all in on this cute little side hustle that I say in quotes that I had going on for about 5 years on the side of being a teacher, which was my online health and fitness business. And the second moment actually came just a month later. So I leave my teaching job. We move to New York City. I'm going all in thinking I'm going to be the next Jillian Michaels and I'm slinging eBooks on the internet and doing what I knew what to do, which was one-on-one training. And I took every client possible in person and online. And shockingly, a month after leaving my job, Mike walked into the apartment one day and I was on the floor, on my knees, hands in my face, hysterical crying. I was completely burnt out, had adrenal fatigue, and had just gotten home from my second test for a breast cancer scare that I was navigating. Fortunately, that was not the path that I had, but it was in that moment that we both looked at each other and we're like, what? Like, this isn't why I quit. I'm working 15 hours a day. I'm miserable. I'm burnt out. I'm exhausted. I'm physically ill. And so something had to change. And that's when I decided, instead of doing this one-to-one model, what if I took the approach of being a gymnastics coach and a school teacher and a fitness instructor? And what if I transitioned my online business to one-to-many? And so I switched over from to one-to-many, and within about 2 months, scaled those 5 to 10K months to 50K months. And just about 2 months later, was at 100K months, and realized that not only had I scaled this online business in a way that I was helping more people and it was more sustainable, but I had taken back so much of my time. And that's really when I realized that group coaching and courses was the fastest way for me to create that type of freedom for myself without needing a big following, without spending money on ads, and without trading my time for money. So two huge pivotal moments that got me to where I am today. And that was all back in 2016, 2017.
It's amazing. I can't wait for you and Nancy to connect, because she has a very, very similar story. I mean, she could share with it, but I mean, literally was working for two Fortune 50 companies and she was like on a nice trajectory, but she was sacrificing way too much. Her health, her life, wasn't seeing family. And you know, like you, instead of a podcast she was listening to, she was reading a thread on Reddit. And it was about this guy that was running an accounting firm and hated it and literally started a remote house cleaning business from an app on his phone. And she's like, well, I could do that. So she put her 2 weeks in at Apple, and literally she was managing about 300 people, like a whole different region. And she's like, I'm done. And she started a remote house cleaning business from her phone on an app, and scaled it to six figures in about a year and a half.
Wild.
You know, just living the life that you... So again, it's... I love your story, because people, you can choose whatever life you want to live. If you want to live this unsatisfied or disappointing life where you're not happy with what you're doing, or you can just choose a different trajectory. Now, I love how people get caught up in the what ifs. Well,
yeah.
What if you don't change anything? Like, is anything going to change? And it's not. So you... push the chips all in, you fully bet on you, it all works, right? Outside of the obvious adrenal fatigue, when you were moving, like, because again, similar paths, we're doing group stuff and organic stuff, and it's great. Just the time freedom is just amazing. Because I was doing a lot of one-on-one consulting, I was taking, like, same, I was burnt to a crisp.
Yeah.
What was the biggest learning curve for you in going from the one-to-one to the one-to-many to get to the 50K months, to the 100K months? What was that learning curve that you had to overcome?
That's a great question. There are a few things. So for me, I had been like a school teacher and a coach and all these things, and I was doing group fitness as well. So the one-to-one to one-to-many for me wasn't a big leap in understanding how to hold a room or read people's energy or keep people's attention. That was a really easy transition for me, which for a lot of people is the thing that holds them back. There's a lot of stories and beliefs that, well, what I do has to be one-on-one. For example, we work with a lot of nutritionists and functional medicine doctors, a lot of people in that space, gut health, and they think that they have to be one-on-one because they do custom readings or, you know, stool samples, blood tests, so on and so forth, and custom protocols. There, of course, are ways around that in group programs, which I teach inside of our program. For me, it wasn't so much that. It was more understanding that posting on Instagram and running a business were two different things. And like being a coach and running a business were two different things. And I was very quickly sort of awakened to this idea that until I had a team, when I was a solopreneur, even as an entrepreneur now with a team, there's a lot of hats that you wear. And I think people make the mistake a lot of times thinking, well, I went through a transformation, I've got a story to share, and I want to help people. So I'm going to post about it on social media. And then there's a rude awakening when they realize, oh, I also need to learn marketing and copy and messaging and launching and all these other departments really that you're working in and for. So I think for me, it was that. It was, okay, cool. I can scale and I can go from one to one to one to many, but now it's like, wait a minute. It's not just about putting out content and serving the clients. It's how do I fine tune all these little departments inside of the business that I'm running by myself? Yeah.
There's so much that I want to kind of pack into this. So I'm going to get right to it. So what is the emotional feeling that pops up for you when you see those posts and those ads on Facebook of those people that claim that in the last 12 months, they've made $3 million selling their course on autopilot without ever talking to a human or launching anything. Yeah. What bubbles up for you?
So initially, a couple of years back when that started to be very rampant, I was very angry. I was very resentful. I felt like I needed to save people and let them know that while it might be true, there's also a lot of context missing. So it maybe is not false information. Maybe you did scale to 300,000, but also maybe you spent 360,000. So you're actually in the red 60 grand, or maybe it was at the cost of your relationships. And now you're going through splitting up with your partner and you have health issues. And so when parts of the story are missing, we don't have the whole story. That's context that's missing, which is really important. And unfortunately, in this game that we play, a lot of times the flashy, sexy marketing does beat out in the short term. So like, I don't think good marketing always wins. I think good marketing wins in the short term, but what's going to win in the long term is reputation, consistency, client results, customer feedback, word of mouth, like all of that's going to win in the long term. So a couple of years ago, actually, if I'm being honest, I was very angry at the industry as a whole, and I felt very resentful. And it was really hard for me to even show up because we all live inside our own heads, right? And so we create the rules to the game in our heads. And then we think people are cheating or not being fair or not following the rules. But at the end of the day, there really are no rules. So it's like you're creating the game and then you're upset because people aren't playing the way that you want them to. So I don't do well with injustice. It really bothers me. But where I am today is more compassion and just understanding that it's not about me tearing that person down or warning other people of what's going on. It's not about being anti-vanilla. That's bad marketing. It's about me being pro-chocolate. And so how can I stand in my power, in my truth, and say, this is what my company and I do. This is what we stand for. This is who we serve and how we serve. And so it's like, how do I turn the volume up on what we do stand for, as opposed to worrying about what other people doing that I think is quote unquote wrong or bad. And in a candid conversation, yeah, it does. Like, it obviously bothers me, but it's like, that just is how it is in every industry, always, forever.
And it's that person's path. And again, totally. It's their sword they need to fall on, because I think to your point, everything that Nancy and I do is predicated on the results that we get for other people. Our success, the revenue that we bring in, the life that we get to live, completely is on the backing of the results that we get for people that invest in us. And nothing feels better because that's our skin in the game. I don't like misrepresenting anything. And again, yeah, there's still those marketing tactics out there, you know, the 6 figures in 6 days, or, you know, 7 figures in 6 weeks, like whatever. Yeah. Some people can do that. Like, but it's like playing the lottery. It happens very rarely and not very often. And to your point, I'm with you. I take that marathon approach. Like, you could take the analogy I use, you can take Usain Bolt, who's, you know, arguably the greatest short track runner in history. You can put him in any marathon and he will do terrible because he's built for speed. He's not built for distance, and you got to build your business for distance. You want to withstand all the ups and downs. It's just like Darren Hardy says, it's the entrepreneur roller coaster, right? What's the first thing that you do? You pull the safety harness down because there's going to be twists and turns, ups and downs. Now, there is something else going around that I disagree with, and I'm not going to assume or presume that you do, but there are people that say launching doesn't work.
Oh, now, please.
All right. So we're on the same page. So here's the thing. So we've been launching now, going into our fifth year. Yeah. And we love it. There is nothing better. And this is two part, because I want to talk about two things, because, you know, we do about 6 workshops a year, because we have various different products, and then we allow other time for our list to breathe, grow, do other stuff, JVs and stuff. And that was the approach that you were doing at one time, but you have now moved to the once a year launch strategy, which I want to dive into. But before, what is your response to the people that say launching doesn't work anymore when it clearly does?
Yeah. You know, it's marketing. So again, if you're a consumer and you're listening to this podcast right now and you're like, oh, I've seen that, or, oh, that sounds interesting. Launching doesn't work. I want to do a business without launching. Take a couple steps back, take your rose-colored lenses off, and realize that someone saying launching doesn't work or launching is dead, that in itself is a launch. Like that in itself is a type of marketing to get you interested in what they're offering. With the nature of business, like business as a whole, exchanging service or time or product for anything, right? For money, energy, result, you have to have a launch. And what a launch is, and you can write this down, this is a formula, but like a launch is a free experience. And that experience could be content. It could be an email. It could be a webinar. It could be a challenge. It could just be you on social media. It's a free experience plus an offer. So an offer is where you invite people in for transformation. It literally could be buying a water bottle. Like it doesn't have to be a digital product. So it's a free experience plus an offer minus any objection that the person might have. And this isn't about handling objections where you're on a sales call and you're beating somebody down, telling them to like take a second mortgage out. That's not what we're talking about. But the objection might be, even if you're listening now, oh, I don't want to do a course. It's saturated. So your objection is that courses are saturated. So it's my job in my content leading up to my offer to showcase how that actually doesn't matter. Saturation causes innovation. It doesn't matter. There's market demand. There's all these things. So a free offer plus, a free experience plus an offer minus an objection, and then add on a deadline. Because at the end of the day, we don't need more time. We need a deadline. We've all had the tab open on our computer for like 6 weeks for a pair of socks that we don't buy because there's no deadline. But when there's a deadline, we move because we're busy. It's not about bad or urgency or scarcity. It's just a deadline. Let's make a decision. So a launch is consistently and continuously happening in your business, whether you like it or not. The whole purpose of a business is to cause transformation for people. And in exchange, they're going to give you money. And if it's a business that's set up in a great way, that will be sustainable, scalable, and most importantly, profitable, which is something people on the internet don't talk about. So profit margins is important. So are launches dead? No. Forever business existing, launches cannot be dead. Now, when you look at it in the capacity in which you're talking about, or the context of like what a lot of coaches do, maybe you host a masterclass, you open the doors to something, and then you close the doors. Or you have a webinar that's running on Evergreen where ads are pushing people to it. They go through the free training, and at the end, you sell them something. Are those launches dead? Absolutely not. What I believe, and this is not throwing shade, but what I believe is that a lot of the people saying that launches are dead is that they have had a hard time with launches. And so they're just looking for a different avenue to launch their own product or their process or their service. And by saying launches are dead, they're actually leaning into pain point marketing for anyone else who has experienced pain with launches. So now anyone who's experienced pain, their launch didn't work, it was silent, nobody bought. Now they're making a connection and there's a relatability point to say, oh yeah, it didn't work for me either. Now what's your new approach? Like what's your solution? So That's kind of how I feel about it. Launches are not dead. They'll never be dead so long as we're all in business. Your business is constantly in a launch. Jeff Walker teaches 4 different phases of launch. I teach 8. You're literally never not in one of those phases. Like that's just the nature of business. So yeah, launches aren't dead.
I couldn't agree more. And you know, we just came out of a launch recently and we sold out our program again.
Incredible.
And thank you. And we've sold it out 4 straight years. And again, and I will quantify this by saying there are so many back-end factors that we probably would need an hour and a half to go through all that. But you see all the people getting success with launches, and I'm here to tell you that they are not dead. The model we use is, you know, the workshop or the masterclass that a lot of people do. And we love it because, like you, I've been a teacher my entire life. So I thrive in that aspect of teaching people something that you love. But again, I love the analogy of, you know, what it actually is. And again, if you're posting on social media, that could be a launch. So it's whatever that launch means to you. Now, breaking down, obviously, the old school launch, which, you know, doing multiple day workshops. Recently, when you and I were talking, you had mentioned that you went away from doing multiple launches per year to the once a year launch. So just kind of describe that to the audience a little bit, because a lot of them were taught, you know, you got to launch every 6 weeks, you got to launch every 4 weeks. And again, like I kind of felt, Nancy and I fell into that trap where we were launching way too much. And then we kind of started spreading things out a little bit where there's room to breathe. You start learning. There are times of the year where you don't want to touch a launch with a 10-foot pole because everyone's checked out. So why the move from multiple launches per year to just one giant launch?
Yeah. We're huge advocates in my company for building your life first. So build your business around your life, not your life around your business. And I didn't do that for the first many, many years I was building my business. Like most people, I went all in. I called it my baby, like the worst thing you can do, right? Now it's dependent on me. But I really took that approach. And so I love launching. I love hosting masterclasses and all of that. But what I didn't love, and this is where awareness is so important, right? What I didn't love as I was doing it was recognizing I actually don't want to be on all the time. I don't want the type of life where I have to be posting or I have to be launching, or the only way we make money is if I'm constantly selling. Now, conceptually, I understand there are a lot of people who are selling every single day on their Instagram stories. And yeah, they're making sales every single day. But the team and I collectively agree what we would prefer is a season of a sprint. I would much prefer a season of a sprint and then an entire year of we're not sitting back eating bonbons. We're nurturing our audience. We're gaining more audience members. We're continuing to add value. And most importantly, serving the clients that have said yes. So we did used to launch our signature program 4 times a year. In fact, pandemic year, we launched it 5 times and I had no space. I was constantly either in marketing mode, coaching mode, or offboarding mode. And it was like, I was in one of those roles at any given moment and it just didn't feel good. So we did, 4 times a year, a couple of times, then we did 5, we went back to 4, then we did 3, then we did 2. And the goal was to get down to 1. So last year we got down to 1. We still launch other things, other products, we have other offerings, but our big kahuna, our meat and potatoes of our business is our signature program Empower. And now we launch it once a year. And there's also something to be said for scattered focus equals scattered results, right? So the team and I, when we're all focused on this one thing and we're all working towards this one goal, whether it's that launch or something else, we go so much further. And it's not about going faster. We go so much further. We make so much more impact. We're able to help more people. And so that's just the approach that we've been taking. And again, it's not come April, we're sitting back with our feet up, because there's other things that we want to do and create. But for me, I'd much rather be in that like push season of, okay, I'm really hard on marketing or really hard on now just serving our clients. We don't have to worry about selling anything else. Then we're offboarding, we're helping them on the next level. And it just creates a lot more space for us. And it's in those moments of space, if you're a visionary like me, that you actually come up with the next best thing and you get excited. And so, yeah, it's just been able, we can go so much deeper. We can 10x it when we're focused on it just once a year.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Nancy, I quantify it by having A-level launches and B-level launches. And, we have a couple A-level launches per year, and then we have some scattered B-level launches, which are kind of lower ticket stuff that doesn't require as much energy as the A-level launches. But again, it's building out a business. And Nancy and I, we do kind of like our whole goal plan October of every year. So as Q4 hits, we start planning for Q1 through Q4 of the next year because we like to work ahead. We don't want to like fly by the seat of our pants. We already tried that. It didn't work.
Yep.
And when you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. So we like to get ahead of it. Now, you have something really, really exciting coming up. Enrollment for the workshop actually starts today.
Yes.
And I know there's a lot of people listening to this and watching this that they're very interested in learning how you guys have grown and scaled the way that you have, how you've built things out. And there's a lot of things that you actually teach in your workshop that really, I would say, opens up people's minds to different things and how they can go about growing their business. So talk to the audience a little bit about what you have coming up starting today and who it's directed towards and for and what they can expect to take away from it.
Yeah. So for years, we've been running this 3-part live experience. It's totally free. It's called Digital Business Evolution Live Experience. It's 3 parts, but it's across 2 weeks. And that's very intentional because who has time to sit down and binge watch 3 trainings back to back? Nobody. And I want to make sure that you're actually implementing on the stuff that I'm giving you. And so when you come through these trainings, first and foremost, our ethos behind everything we do, specifically with this training, is that we want this free training to be better than any of our competitors' paid trainings. And we've received thousands of comments over the years that it is actually, in fact, better than competitors' paid programs. So that's what we're coming from. There's tons of value in here. So if you're a coach, an aspiring coach, any sort of service provider, the amount of conversations that I've had with accountants and lawyers and doctors, just the other week, I was giving a speech somewhere and I was talking to a chiropractor in the audience. I can kind of break your brain around this, but if you have things that you know that you can teach, lived experience, unique skill set, a 9-to-5 job that you've had for 30 years, or a transformation that you've been through where you just have this tiny little whisper, this little inkling, this maybe one day I could help other people. I'm not really sure what that would look like. I don't know if it should be online, high ticket, low ticket, a course, a membership, anything like that. I would say get yourself to Digital Business Evolution Live experience, because across the 3 days, I'm going to walk you through the exact 5-step framework that you can actually use, like real time, to start implementing what it is that you know, extracting what that thing is, and figuring out what that could look like online. We then walk you through the 7 steps of building an irresistible offer. I make sure you're avoiding any mistakes. We talk about how you can get that offer in front of dream clients. And we've had dozens of people make 5K, 10K, 20K during this free experience just by going through this content. Of course, we also have an incredible private community that we have thousands and thousands of people join, and we do contests and giveaways. There's incentives. I do free coaching in there. So it really is like a 2-week experience for anyone thinking about getting into coaching, course creation, digital marketing, or just even monetizing their social media.
So for anyone that's listening to this, and I know there's a lot of solopreneurs, a lot of small businesses that listen to this podcast, I could not recommend this workshop anymore. For me, I resonate with Jess in so many different ways. We're both married, like, to our partners, but we're also married in business. You know, Mike and Jess run their company together, just like Nancy and I run our company together. And it's like the roles are reversed. Like, Nancy is a lot of the back end, and I know Mike's a lot of the back end. So yeah. I'm kind of the face and you're the face. So there's just a lot of alignment there. And I know your message is going to speak so clearly to so many people, because the fact of the matter is every single one of us has an expertise. To your point, I'll use one of our clients as an example. You know, he spent 40 years in a law practice, and he's now stepped into it, and he's released courses. He's coaching other lawyers. He's written a book. He's got a podcast. That's possible for any professional. You don't have to be a current coach. To Jess's point, you can be an aspiring coach. So all the information about this free workshop is going to be in the description of this episode, the show notes, the email that obviously you got to listen to this. So it's free. It can't hurt. It can only help. So go to the link, register, get your butts in the seats, learn from Jess. Obviously, you're learning from someone that's done it and continues to do it. And I couldn't recommend it more. So Jess, final question before we sign off today. What does success truly mean to you?
Ooh, this has changed so much over the years. I'm like, just 6 years ago, probably would have had some financial thing, or being able to, you know, not look at, I don't know, prices on things, or be able to retire her husband. Success today for me, it's family and life first. It's health first. It's happiness first. It's making sure that I'm fulfilled, really tightening my boundaries, being able to say no to more things, lock in what my calendar looks like. I mean, we get one shot. I'm going to be 40 in April. So it's like, what are we doing? I mean, what's it all for, right?
When's your birthday?
April 28th.
Oh, Nancy's April 15th.
Ah, she's an Aries.
I'm April 20th.
You are?
I am. I'm a 420 baby.
You're a 420 baby. All right. So you're an Aries too.
I am. Well, I'm cusp.
You're on the cusp. Okay.
On the cusp. There's a lot of April, like my nephew, my niece, my stepdad. Like, we have a ton of April babies and family.
Wild.
So, yeah.
Wild. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, success, that's what I'm looking at right now. It's just kind of like health, memories, family, friends. I mean, we literally just moved 3 weeks ago to North Carolina to be closer to family. So that's the season I'm in. It's like, am I having fun? Is it, you know, I don't know. What's it all for? The business stuff, whatever. You can always make more money. You can always figure it out. We can all work harder. And that's not the season I'm in. I don't want to work harder. I want to work smarter. So yeah, success is me first, my relationships first. Less is more.
Could not agree more. And welcome back to the East Coast. It's good to have you back here. You were out west for quite a bit, and Nancy and I followed your journey of RVing everywhere and seeing the country, and you know, just so grateful that you guys got to do that. But even more grateful to have you on the show today, so you can obviously share all your gifts and all your knowledge with my listeners. And again, I cannot wait for them to take your workshop. I know they're going to take so much away from it, but also just appreciate you for showing up every single day and doing what you do to help so many people achieve what they want to achieve. So thank you again for being here.
You as well, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So again, everyone, anyone interested in the workshop, The link to sign up completely free. It'll be in the description of the episode, the email, and the show notes. So you're not going to have to travel too far. So everyone, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Love and gratitude, and I'll talk to you next time. Thank you so much for checking out today's episode. If you could, please support this podcast by hopping over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any place that you're listening to this. Leave us a rating and review. Let us know what you loved most and what you would like to hear more of. But also, if you would like to learn how to take your business to the next level, whether it's using LinkedIn or working directly with myself and Nancy in our intimate group coaching programs, you can head over to www.thetimetogrow.com or scottaron.net to learn more. Thank you again for your support, love and gratitude, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.